Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Gordon Liddy is my muse. Hollywood before the mass. 10. That's sufficient. I don't have to prove this. Neither could Yackee, as it turned out. Kate's was that good. Nothing was true about what she claimed to be her name, family, hometown, college, law school, marriage, children, environmentalism, gopherhood. Kate said it all about herself when she said, nobody. It's just not possible to get to her who, where, when, how. It's all gone. The foster family Monasterski clue didn't work out. Maybe Kathy DiPaolo, maybe anything. When I said that the goods power can buy privacy, I meant it. When Kate said about Hollywood, they don't care. I love them. They don't care. She meant it. Whoever Kate's is, she's solidly safe before the mast. I haven't tried to reach her again. I think sometimes that she might miss me, but then I think she's figured out that since I don't write her call, I was never to be trusted. She does cheat. I don't mean about killed the beast, what I suppose was her motive to close on me. Her company changed the title, the ending, the reason for its existence, and someday they might make it. But that's okay, because my idea was wrong-headed. No happy endings for King Kong. And even that original unhappy ending, with King Kong dead on 34th Street, that's half wrong. Beauty never killed the beast. The beast is still climbing, and beauty is still screaming. If they put my wrong-headedness in production, they'll pay off Yackee and me, probably accurately, since Kate's must know you can't cheat Yackee and get away. Don't try it, Kate's. Yackee's a tough guy, too. Kate's cheated me. I was a close-up who didn't even get close, but she, the Fisher person's Fisher person, takes no chances. My darkest make-believe is that someday I'll risk visiting Yackee again in Never Never Land. Kate's will sail by. I won't be able to recognize her. She's wretched. Retching madness. I can guess that the only connection between one Kate's and another is the quest in her. She put love's harpoon in me, and then, when I went belly up, she abandoned me because I'm just Tip Payne, the traveling salesman, not that famous white whale. Yes, here's Ahab the last time. No one knows where he came from either. No family, no friends, all business. Or truly why he was so angry. Moby Dick took his leg. So he was out to take Moby Dick. But why? What was before? Something big took Kate's teeth, so she's out to take it. But why? What was before? What made her so tough? Was it what Yackee says? Chills? Or was it a fire like the one that failed to consume Ahab, branded him with white lightning down his side? Like a hawk's beak, it does peck my brain, but I'll never solve it. Herman Melville is history. Ahab and Moby Dick are paper. And Kate's, she's out there doing business, prophesying. I grin at thee, thou grinning whale. Oh, 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 thou grinning whale. But there'll be plenty of gulping soon. Gordon Liddy is My Muse. A novel by John Calvin Batchelor. Hollywood Before the Mast, read by John Batchelor, the end.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.